at this with me. Let me invite your attention to Psalm 90. And I'd like you to see it. Last Sunday night, we studied from Psalm 90, the first 12 verses, talking about bringing focus to our lives, and noted that Moses is the writer of Psalm 90. He only wrote one of the 150 psalm, and it's this one. We're going to look at one part of one verse, but please see it. Psalm 90 and verse 12. Moses said, "So teach us to number our days." Look at it. So teach us. Teach us to number. Teach us to number our days. Note with me in that statement, this is something that we must be taught. This is not something that we do naturally. This is something we must be taught to do. Teach us to number our days. Now, we count a lot of things. We count our money. Kids count the number of days and how much time it is till the next break, whether it's spring break, winter break, summer break. Expectant mothers count down the months and the weeks and the days. Men count their suits. They can tell you how many suits they have. Women can count dresses and tell you how many dresses they have. We count a lot of things, but we don't count our days. We don't count our days. And that's tragic. Because you understand that every day is a gift from God. Every day is another day where we have opportunity to glorify Him. But we say, well, what'd you do today? Nothing. Well, what was going on today? Just another day. Well, tell me what you did. Didn't do nothing. Well, what happened today? Well, today was just like 1,000 other days. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. In our number of days that we will live, there will never, ever be another April 30, 2017 in that count. It isn't just another day. They're not just all the same. They are gifts from God. this a gift from God here? Teach us to number our days. This is something that we have to be taught because we don't do it. And then days run into weeks and weeks run into months, and we look up and there's been absolutely years have gone by, and then we're asking ourselves what's going on, and we don't know what's going on. Count your days. This is a gift from God. Do something, anything that'll make this day count for something in the number of days you have. Do something. Don't ever let a day go by where you don't get something out of this. If it's only one verse, then walk around all day quoting that one verse yourself. So teach us to number our days. That is something we've got to be taught. Notice something else in Moses' statement. Teach us to number our days. That means that our days can be numbered. Our days can be numbered. You see, there are some things that can't be numbered. The grains of sand on a beach. Or how about this? The number of the grains of sand on this earth. You can't number that. The stars in the universe, you can't number that. But our days can be numbered. Listen to me. Our days can be numbered. And the fact that our days can be numbered reminds us that our days are not endless. If you can count something, it's not endless. If you can count something, it's gonna end. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, do not boast yourself about tomorrow because you don't know what a day may bring. Have you ever thought about that? There's two lines in that verse. Line one, do not boast yourself about tomorrow. Line two, because you do not know what a day may bring. There are two lines there. Line number one is the instruction part. The instruction from God is, don't you go around today bragging about what you're going to do tomorrow. That's the instruction. The second line is the reason for the instruction in the first line. The reason for the instruction is because you don't know what's going to happen today. Now, if you want, here's something you can do at home. If you want to develop Proverbs 27:1, you can develop Proverbs 27:1 by studying James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. Because James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16 is the development of Proverbs 27 and verse 1. In James 4, James says, don't say that today or tomorrow we're going to go over here and we're going to stay a year and do that, and then we're going to go somewhere else and stay a year and we're going to do that. Because James says, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. And then he asked one of the greatest questions in the Bible. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James said, what you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we'll go here and go there and do this and do that. Our days can be numbered. That means that our days are not endless. The rich fool in Luke 12 said to himself, I have much goods laid up for many years. I will say, eat, drink, and be merry. And in verse 20 of Luke 12, God said to him, you are a fool. And this night your soul is required of these, and now all of these things you have, whose will they be? Listen, it is a foolish thing to postpone to an uncertain future what you have the power in your hands to do today. Moses said, so teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. Numbering our days, our life by days, is something we have to be taught. We have to be taught that every day is vital and important. Our days can be numbered. Finally, notice one more thing in that with me. And that is, one day is not a lifetime. One day is not a lifetime. Faithfulness to God isn't decided by what you do in just one day. The word, the expression that the Bible uses is walk, W-A-L-K, walk. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9, it says that Noah walked with God. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 22 says that Enoch walked with God. Concerning you and I, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, it says that we rise from the waters of baptism to walk in a newness of life. The word walk is your manner of conduct. It's how you live your life. See, there are some people who will take a step or two with God and then they stop. Listen, life isn't decided in one day. Your life is not just one day. And there are a lot of people who will walk with God for one day and then they stop walking with God. That's not faithfulness. Paul said of Demas in 2 Timothy 4 and in verse 10, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. The fact that we count our days means that all days are not Sunday. Are you listening? The fact that we count our days means that every day isn't Sunday. Now, on Sunday, we worship God. On Sunday, we think about God. On Sunday, our thoughts are focused on God. But every day is not Sunday. So where are you Friday? What do you do Friday? Where are your thoughts and your heart and your mind Friday? Saturday, Tuesday. You see, if we knew the day we were going to die, we'd make preparation for that. But if we will count our days, then we will have the wisdom to live every day as if it is our last day, because it might be. So teach us to number our days, to get out of bed every day and think, here's another gift. I got to do something today. I got to do something that means something today. And look at life like that. Teach us to number our days. This afternoon, if you're here, if your relationship with God is not what it ought to be, should be, if you've not numbered those days, stop wasting your life. Use it to the glory of God. If you need to respond, you can do that right now as together we stand and as we sing.